So let's review. Our parak elaborates on the functions of the Meshuach Mochama, the Kohen who is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha for the purpose of preparing the soldiers for war. And it's actually a continuation of the Mishnah at the beginning of the previous parak, in which one of the Nemarim B'Loshon HaKodesh is Meshuach Mochama. Zak the Mishnah, Meshuach Mochama B'Shosh Medaber La'am B'Loshon HaKodesh Hoy Medaber. The Meshuach Mochama addresses the soldiers in Loshon HaKodesh, as the Pasuk states, V'hoye kikravchem ela mochama, v'nigash ha-koyin v'daber ela am, v'nigash ha-koyin zeh koyin meshuach mochama. As the Gemara explains, the word ha-koyin is not referring to any koyin, but rather specifically to the koyin meshuach mochama, because there is a hekesh from the later pasuk, v'dibur ha-shoytim ela am leimar, ma-shoytim b'memuna, sheyesh memuna al-gabav, av-koyin b'memuna, sheyesh memuna al-gabav. Just as a shaiter is both appointed to his specific position and under a higher authority, the shaifet, the judge, so too this kohen must be both specifically appointed to this position and under a higher authority, the kohen gadol. V'daber la'am b'loshon hakodesh. He speaks to them in loshon hakodesh only because, as the Gemara explains, there is a gezeiras shava of the word daber. The pasuk here states v'daber la'am, and the pasuk before that, aseres hadibur, states Moshe yedaber v'alikim yanenu b'koil. Just as Moshe spoke in Lashon HaKodesh, as the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, so too the Meshuach Mochama speaks in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah continues, V'amar Aleihem, Shema Yisrael Atim Kareivim Hayom LaMochama Lo Yiveichem. In his speech, the Meshuach Mochama prepares for them for war and includes the words Shema Yisrael, because as the Gemara explains, Amar Lehen HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem informs the Yidden that even if they fulfilled only the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, they will not be captured by the enemy. And he pointedly says, Alo Yiveichem, V'loi Alacheichem. These are your enemies, to imply that they are not as your brothers. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, V'loi Shimon al Binyamin. Shem Tiplu B'Yodom, Yirachmu Aleichem. This is not a war of Shevet Yehuda against Shimon, or Shimon against Binyamin, who are compassionate to their captured brothers, as the pasuk in Divrei Yom relates that the captives were clothed and fed and then transported on donkeys to be reunited with their families, but rather, Alo Yaveichem Atem Hoylchem, Shem Tiblu B'yodom Eimerach Min Aleichem. This is a war against your enemies, who are not compassionate to their captives. Nevertheless, the Meshuach Mochama continues, Al Yerech Lavavchem, Al Tiru, Val Tachbazu, Val Tartzim Epneim. Do not fear them. The Gemara explains that he uses four terms of fear to correspond to the enemy's four tactics to frighten their opponents. Al yerech levavchem, mepnei tzahalas susim v'tzichtzuach charavis. Do not become frightened from the sounds of their neighing horses and the polishing of their swords. Al tiru, mepnei hagofas trisin v'shifas haglaskim. Nor from the sounds of their clashing shields, advancing armies. Al tachbezu mikol kranis, and from their horns blaring. Al tarzu mimnei kol tzavachis, nor from their battle cry. Do not become frightened from all that. Ki Hashem likechem ha-holech imachem, because Hashem goes along with you into battle. Heim boin b'netzchoyne shel basar v'dam, v'atem boin b'netzchoyne shel makim. The enemy's victory depends on mortals, while your victory depends on Hashem. And the Mishnah cites two examples. Pleshtim bo b'netzchoyne shel goliath, the Pelishtim placed all their hope in Goliath, and in the end, Goliath and his army were all defeated. The Ammonim placed their hope in Shevach, and in the end, Shevach and his army were all defeated. However, you need not be afraid, because Hashem goes along with you to fight your battle and save you. Zeh machna ha'aron. This refers to the aron that contains the luchos with Hashem's name that is taken along into war, as the pasuk before Mechemes Midian states, V'yishlach oisem Moshe elef lamat letzava oisem es Pinchas, V'klei ha'kodesh v'chatzaitzis ha'trua b'yadai, oisem elu Sanhedrin. Moshe sent along the Sanhedrin. Pinchas zeh Meshuach Mochama, V'klei ha'kodesh zeh aron v'luchos shabai, and the aron with the luchos inside. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on Goliath. Goliath sha'amad begilu panim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was named Goliath because he openly challenged Hashem. Goliath said, Baru lechem ish v'yerud elai. Ve'ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenema Hashem ish melchama. The Gemara continues, the Pasuk states, Ve'yigash ha-palishti hashkem beher ve'yisyatzev ha-boham yayim. Goliath waged war in the morning and night for 40 days. Hashkem beherav, k'de levat le'mikrishma shachos v'arvis. He wanted to prevent the Yidden from reciting Krishma during those times. And arboim yoim, k'neged arboim yoim shenit ben taira, as Rashi explains, k'neged arboim yoim she'ichra taira le'hiskabel, nit le'kayich le'syatzev. The taira was actually received when Moshe came down 40 days later. This delay afforded him some power. In a later pasuk it states, "Ves arbas elu yoldu la harfa begas v'yiplu b'yad David b'yad avadav." Arpa's four sons, Saf, Umadon, Golias, v'Yishbi, were all killed by David and his servants. The Gemara explains that their defeat was predestined because of a tishak Arpa l'chamaisa v'ruas davkaba. Arpa kissed her mother-in-law Naomi goodbye and did not convert, while Ruth attached herself to Naomi and did convert. Therefore, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yevoyu b'nei ha-neshuka, v'yiplu b'yad b'nei ha-devuka. Hashem said the descendants of Orpah will fall into the hands of David, the descendant of Ruth. Darish Rava, B'schar arba demois, shaharid Orpah al-chamaisa, zachsa b'yotze memenu arba gibarim. Orpah, who shed four tears as she left Naomi, was later rewarded with four sons who were giants. The Gemara goes on to discuss Shevach. Ksiv Shevach, Ksiv Shefach. In one pasuk his name was Shevach, while in the second pasuk he is called Shefach. Rav Shmuel, Charamer Shefach Shemai, Balam Neker Shemai Shevach, Sha'asu Kishevach. One says his name was Shefach, and he was called Shevach because he was built like a birdhouse. Charamer Shevach Shemai, Balam Neker Shemai Shefach, Shkalaroy Oisei Nishbach Lefanav Kekitain. The other says his name was Shevach, and he was called Shefach because whoever looked at him melted away in fear. The next Mishnah continues with the further statements of the Meshuach Mochamah.